Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Whitsand, Morning Devotions. I asked the question yesterday, why do we try to walk through life alone? Walking through life on your own. I don't think sometimes we think through these issues. We might be busy, you know, we're working flat out, or we say, look, I'm a self-made person, I don't need anyone else, and we develop a tough exterior that says, don't mess with me, I don't need you. But I want to suggest this morning it's really only a cover-up. We need others all through life because there is built in us a fundamental need for other people, because that's the way God made us. Sometimes we say our temperament gets in the way. I'm too shy, I'm introverted, I'm not cut out to mix with others. And I've heard that comment many times. Or we're a bit fearful of meeting other people. That's just the way I am. So we convince ourselves that others just won't accept us. And we decide, well, look, I'm not very interesting, I'm really nobody. But the truth is that others are often more accepting of us than we are of ourselves, and we condemn ourselves, and in that process we lose perspective of what's true and real. Hopefully, somewhere along that process, someone will come along and tell you that God loves you and that God himself can give you his grace and peace. There's the fear of sharing ourselves, and it could be based on past experiences. You may have been rejected, abandoned, or worse still, may have been abused by others. So we certainly don't want that happening. And many of us, I think, have been burned in the past with these negative feelings, and those feelings can linger on for many years. So we say, I'm never getting near people again who can hurt me. So what happens? We don't allow ourselves to be vulnerable anymore. There's the excuse, I'm too busy. There's too much happening in my working life. Maybe things will settle down one day, but of course they never do. We've made up our mind that we're just a self-made person. And of course that can be a fairly exhausting process. And sometimes we may yearn for contact with somebody, that there's too much going on in our brains. And we need what's called soul refreshment. And I believe that God gives that to us direct from himself, his Holy Spirit, but also through other people. So what do we do? Well, Charles Swindoll has written a book, and written many books actually, and one of them's called Day by Day, and he maintains that we should have a priority to have authentic relationships with some people. Of course, you can't do that with everybody. This is what Chuck Swindoll says. Nobody is a whole team. We need each other. You need someone, someone needs you. We're not isolated islands. And to make this thing called life work, we've got to lean and support, relate, respond, give and take, confess and forgive, reach out and embrace, since none of us is a whole, independent, self-sufficient, super capable, all-powerful hotshot. Let's stop acting like we are. Life's only enough without our playing that silly role. The game's over, he says. Let's link up. So I think that's a very good, straightforward way of expressing it. Perhaps you've heard the suggestions, why don't you join a club? Or you could do some travelling. Well, they're pretty good ideas, actually, but they're not solutions to the problem of loneliness. They're probably things that you need to break free from thinking. And you could ask God to show you a way. Identify what it is that's holding you back. Sometimes you need to accept what can't be changed, and then what can be changed. Sometimes destructive self-talk can get in the way. Look at the way you are from God's perspective. Study the Bible. Meditate on those verses that tell you who you are. Make a point of getting out of the house, say, once a week. Attend church or community functions. Get involved in some class. So in that way, you can develop new habits that build up your inner self. Start exercising. And aloneness can be a very positive experience, actually, because it can help you, if you use it right, help you to study the things that really matter. Make an effort to make new friends. So I'm saying that loneliness can be overcome. The Bible says, as the psalmist expressed it, the Lord will fulfill his promise for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. That's Psalm 138, verse 8. So God can actually help you. Well, Lord, it's so easy to destroy a good relationship with a friend by something I don't say. Lord, may I try to get on with others, to build others up, and help myself in that process. Amen.
Everything happens for a reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And
you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. Cause it ain't even fate till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, it will when it's over. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows. Oh, you gotta keep believing, even in the middle of the unknown. Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope and you let go. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over.
Speaking hope into your lives.
Thank you. I think it's time for that renovation.
You mean renovation D?
What does the D stand for?
Deluxe, divine, decadent, dollar savings. Renovation D are Australia's leading kitchen and bathroom renovation specialists.
Definitely.
Well, that's D-sided then. Let's check out their showroom.
Renovation D, savings guaranteed. Visit our showroom in Bankstown or renovationd.com.au. Station sponsor.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
Hi, Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South Lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience and attention to detail. Let New South Lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. 92.
Hope 1032.
Your feet.
Oscar goes to.
Hey, it's Russ Matthews from Real Dialogue.
And Laura from Hope Afternoons. Join us on the Watchlist podcast, where we look at film through the lens of faith.
Breaking down big ideas shaping entertainment today.
We'll help you decide what's worth the watch and which movies you'll be talking about long after credits roll.
Subscribe to the Watchlist wherever you get your podcasts and on the Hope 103.2 YouTube channel.
This coffee moment is brought to you by station sponsor Pablo and Rusty's Coffee Roasters. We source, roast, brew and serve delicious, ethical and sustainable specialty coffee right here in Sydney. Fresh beans, compostable pods, coffee concentrate and more delivered to your door. Order now at pabloandrustys.com.au. Use promo code HOPE for an exclusive discount. Pablo and Rusty's. Drink better coffee. Change the world.
At Storm International, we clean with integrity, trust and service that shines. As a proud Christian cleaning company, we're committed to giving schools, aged care facilities and businesses a pristine clean every time. Call 1300 361 325 for a free initial deep clean and free sanitary services for the life of your contract. Storm International, keeping your spaces clean and tidy because every corner deserves a little grace. Visit storminternational.com.au. Station sponsor.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Kevin. And we met on Christian Connection. I joined because I was ready for marriage.
I wanted someone with a similar faith who loved their family.
I was only on it for a few days and Lauren's profile was top of my list.
Kevin was top of my list.
There was no doubt in my mind. Lauren made it very easy.
Knowing that he was wanting to follow the Lord was something that was so important to me.
Find your true love story at station sponsor ChristianConnection.com and start connecting today.
I'd like to learn self-discipline, as long as it doesn't cut into my sitting around time. Hi, I'm Kate Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. We all want to be more productive and organised, but that doesn't come without a lot of hard work. For most of us, self-discipline is something we learn, not something we're born with. Start with small things. It's the little successes in life that prepare us for the big ones, like committing to waking up an hour early each day or reading in the evening instead of watching TV. Keeping small commitments helps us learn to keep larger ones. And decide to always be on time. Disciplined people are punctual people. And a key step to getting more done is being where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. Above all, keep your word. If you make a commitment, plan to keep it.
To help you raise a family while balancing your work, social life and relationships, access your free Focus on the Family e-magazine via families.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
In your ocean I'm ankle deep. I feel the waves crashing on my feet. It's like I'm nowhere to be, but I can't figure out just how much air I will need to breathe when your tide rushes over me. There's only one way to figure out, will you let me drown? Yeah, will you let me drown? I just want something beautiful to touch me. I know that I'm married, 'cause I am down on my knees. I'm waiting for something beautiful. Oh, 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 something beautiful. And the water and quick, and for years I was scared of it. We can't be sure when it will subside, so I won't leave your side. No, I can't leave your side. Hey now, this is my desire, consuming like a fire, 'cause I just want something beautiful. Oh,
My desire, consume me like a fire, 'cause I just want something beautiful.
Enjoy the sunshine with Hope 103.2.
Go on.
102.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
Just a mystery.
One radio station everyone can agree on. Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Imagine a survivor of the Rwandan genocide would tell you. At this year's New College Lectures, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri will be speaking on the power of forgiveness and finding peace and healing. For 3 nights, this Tuesday to Thursday, station sponsor New College presents survivor of the Rwandan genocide, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri. These 3 free lectures are hosted at New College on the Uni of New South Wales campus. For more info, go to the events page on the New College UNSW website.
Sleep. What is sleep? Chemist Works in Stockland Wetherill Park never sleeps because they're open 24/7 every day. Whether you're an early riser or up late at night, Chemist Works will always be wide awake for you. On top of being open 24/7 every day of the year, including public holidays, they also have a medical centre open till late. Drop into station sponsor Chemist Works in Stockland Wetherill Park or call 1300 247 Chemist. That's 1300 247 243.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us on Saturday the 28th of September between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
Hope 103.2.
How can you measure up to deserve affection, to ever be enough for this existence? When did it get so hard? Your heart is beating, alive and breathing, and there's a reason why. You are essential, not accidental.
1032.
Well, late one night she started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, I haven't prayed since I was young. But Lord above, I need a miracle. Well, no matter who you are, and no matter what you've done, there will come a time when you can make it on your own. And then you're out of desperation. You're not the only one praying, Lord above, I need a miracle. He lost his job and all he had in the fall of 09. Now he feared the worst, that he would lose his children and his wife. So he drove down deep into the woods and thought it ended all. And prayed, Lord above, I need a miracle. Well, no matter who you are, and no matter what you've done, there will come a time when you can make it on your own. And if you're out of desperation, know you're not the only one praying, Lord above, I need a miracle. And on that night, they found a miracle.
Three, two.